I love giving myself a round of applause. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I think I need another, like, I don't know. I need a little something here. Oh, that's what I need. My own chewing session. Go, Cameron, go, Cameron, go. Yes, yes. We're counting it down, kids.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And a drum roll, please. Boom. See, I don't need anybody. I can have fun all by myself. Hey, I guess that really pertains to the topic today. If I can have fun all by myself, then I guess this topic is moot. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Karen Stacy, and we are about to start our show, WTF, Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. Danielle is not here yet, but I know she is coming, and I think she does this on purpose so that I can talk to myself while she's getting on. But do me a favor, first time with my new tongue. Do me a favor, make sure you hit that follow button so that whenever we go live, you will be notified. So you go to realtalkwithkarenstacy.podbean.com. And you create an account. It's a free app with, you know, for the people that are listening on the replay. And you can listen anytime you want, you know, and share it with your friends. Do I see Miss Danielle here?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Mama. How are you?
Good, love. How are you?
Good. We are, it's just the two of us at the moment. You know, we're waiting for to jump in. I've gotten some very interesting comments. I don't know if everybody there, I don't know. People can't be in a turkey coma yet because we didn't have Thanksgiving yet. But I'm like, wait a minute. I put something out there about sex. And normally, once I do that, I have like 80 gabillion responses. And people were a little quiet. But then when I just asked the question, all of a sudden, everybody started chiming in, and the answers were quite interesting. So for anybody that is tuning in now today, our topic of the day is how do you know if you are good in bed? So we will, you know, if you jump in on the live, we're happy to read your comments. Hello, Big Daddy. Big Daddy hello. Just joined us. So the question of the day, how do you know if you are good in bed? So, you know, a lot of times the topics for the shows come up with like just a conversation or something that happens that I'm like, oh, that's a great, you know, topic. So, you know, Danielle and I have had this discussion numerous times. So, what would be your take, Danielle, on how do you know if you are good in bed?
Right. Well, you know, let's go back to how this topic came about, right? So, you talk to your friends, and you know, you may have like a bad experience, and may have had a bad experience. And you go, oh my God, that person was so terrible in bed, right?
Right.
But then you sit to the flip side, you're like, well, maybe it was terrible because nobody ever thinks they're terrible in bed, right? But you sit back and you say, and again, I go back to, I had a conversation with a guy years ago about a girlfriend of mine. He was like, she was terrible in bed. And then she told me the same thing, he was terrible in bed. So who was actually the terrible one? You know? So.
Uh-huh.
Right? So who was actually in bed? When, so you sit there and you say, oh my God, that guy was terrible in bed. Maybe you were actually terrible in bed. How do you know? Right? So you go into the assumption that if a guy keeps coming back, you know, it was good, you know.
Right, obviously, and that's a lot of the comments that I got on the feed, by the way.
Right. I'm going to hold on 1 second. I'm going to send money to your card. So, right. So you're going to sit there and you say they keep coming back. I mean, listen, I left some guy fucking breathing over my mailbox weak in the knees. So I know I did that one right that day. So that one, and my next door neighbor, Steve, was like, Danielle, like that guy couldn't even walk. I was like, oh, you know, so, but it, you know, it also goes with great connection. You know, a lot of, I mean, sexual connection is a big part of whether or not, you know, sex is good and you're good in bed, because it's all, you know, charismatic. It's all energy. It's everything. You know, if you're not, if the guy does not kiss good, or he just doesn't touch you right, or whatever, you're not gonna fill and flow and go with all the things that you know you need to make it a successful evening, so to speak.
Yes. Now I do have to stop you for that, because I would say, and whoever's listening right now, I think that, like, and it depends, because not everybody is into this, right? Not everybody likes to kiss, and in my opinion, if they can't kiss you, they definitely can't fuck you. I mean, that's my, you know, because if you're not already like ready to pounce on somebody from just like a good old fashioned makeout session, you got to go. I mean, you know, there's enough toys in most of our drawers at this point that we don't need that shit. So, you know, you have to, I think that is definitely the precursor, right? Like, yes. if you have, and that's the chemistry right there, right? So if you're like making out, especially if it's like something hot, like you're in a car or something, you know, at the end of the night or whatever, you got a lot going on over there.
My kids are leaving. Now I can talk freely.
They're leaving? What? They're not in school?
No, we're off this week.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay, good. I'm glad. Okay, so yes, this was definitely not a child-friendly conversation. Yes.
No, it's like, here's 20 minutes ago.
Here's some Benadryl. Go play in traffic. Mommy's got to talk.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so you're free now. You can exhale.
Free now. That's right.
And you can speak freely.
And I can speak freely, correct.
You can move freely around the cabin.
Right. Karen, and okay. I agree with you. Making out is like, it is everything, and it will determine whether or not a girl's gonna have sex with you. Guys, I hope you guys understand this. So unless she's like really drunk and she's oblivious and she doesn't know anybody, but like on a dating and stuff like that, if a guy can't kiss you and he just doesn't grab you the right way and just plant that thing on you that it like just melts you all the way down to your toes, it's not happening. You know?
Right. I mean, there should be the wet spot, you know, at that point. Like, it's, you know, that's the all systems go, alert. But that said, you know, so I have, you know, had an experience where the person is maybe a good kisser and there is some kind of passion, but then, you know, I don't know, 10 minutes later,
the whole thing, like, you can kiss, you can, no, you can't, it's not true. They say the same thing about dancing, right? If you can dance, you can fuck, that's not true.
Right, that's true. Well, you know, again, it's a little bit of like, I feel like it's a little bit of an indicator because you know what the person got in them. And that goes back to what you were saying in the beginning, when you said that like you would speak to friends and both of them were like, they suck, you know, like they sucked in bed. But the truth of the matter is that it is really connection. And especially when it comes to sex, it's obviously, you know, chemistry, because sometimes you're just not you're not compatible. So, you know, I just had this conversation with someone at one of my events last Friday where, you know, she was like, you know, I know somebody, you know, the person that I'm dating dated a friend of mine and it was a really toxic relationship. And so I'm nervous because I feel like, you know, that's who he is. And I said, well, how long are you dating him? And she said like 6 months. I said, and you haven't seen any toxic, you know, behavior with you? She's like, no, he's been absolutely amazing. I said, so did you ever think that maybe the energy between him and the other woman was toxic and that was the reason why he acted that way? And so she was like, that's a good point. So it's true, you know, and also what's good for one person isn't always good for another person. So maybe that 3 minute, pump was good for, Amory, but maybe the 3 minute pump ain't good for Jessica. You know what I mean?
That's right. Maybe Jessica's a foreplay girl. I'm a foreplay person. Listen,
hello.
I understand getting down to business and that's great. But the whole, you want it to be
the
an experience. You want, right.
The build.
Unless you're jumping on him in the car and you're fucking having quick car sex, there's really no reason there's not going to be a build. Car sex is great too, by the way. So, but yes, I mean, I laugh because I've been in situations where I've stopped. I'm like, this is not working for me. I gotta go. You know, when the guy looked at me like, what? I can't do this, right? I gotta go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're like, get off. Right? And, And then I have been in, but I go back to my girlfriend, right? And she was just like, and I look at her and I go, you were bad in bed? Like, she looks at her, oh my God, we were in our 20s back in the time. I go, you were bad in bed? She just looked at me. She's like, no, but I go, but how do you let a guy that from the neighborhood, you know, he's going to tell everybody, walk around and tell everybody you were bad in bed? Listen, at that point, you pull out every circus trick you have and you let him walk away like, that fucking bitch was amazing. Because I would never in my life allow somebody to walk out of my house if I happened to decide that I was going to have sex with them and say I was bad in bed. Not happening.
Well, sadly, you know, people could say you were bad in bed even when you weren't because people are jerks. But yes, I mean, and you know what? Sometimes it just is what it is. So Big Daddy just said, that's not true. I can't dance. Well, maybe, what makes you think you're good in bed then? No. This is the whole point, is that I think it's very funny.
Oh, he goes, car sex is great, but you can get caught in the act. You can. That's what makes it even more fun. You know, that
sure, because it gives that element of the forbidden, you know, I guess that's why so many married people wanna go bipping and bopping outside of their freaking bedroom. Maybe it's exciting. I can't say for sure. For me personally, what I laugh about is that so many people's perception is just so off. Like, you could talk to a guy and they could tell you how good they are in bed. And then you actually have sex with them. And 12 minutes later, if that, you're like, okay, that was a total waste of time. But this person thinks that they're Don Juan.
I know, but to think that a guy is going to last 12 minutes is a stretch. I mean, unless that person is having sex all the time, then that regular person, married, kids, things like that, we're not having sex all the time. And you have to understand, women, we don't excite that easy, which is why foreplay is necessary. Understand me. It is necessary, guys. Because once a guy, you know, comes inside you or whatever, gets inside you, you know, you've got a couple of minutes tops, especially if it's not something they do all the time because they get excited. Guys aren't programmed to last 20, 30, 40 minutes of, you know, pumping around. Unless, again, they muscle memory.
Well, you know what?
I think it, workout.
I think it also depends on their age, right? So, like, the younger guys, we all, when you're younger, right, you could go at it and, you know, like, they could, you know, go at it, come, and go right back in again. And older men need some time, or sometimes they don't. They're just shooting one load. I mean, not to be, you know, frank, but they're, you know, shooting one load. No disrespect to Frank, because I didn't mean it that way. Not to be frank, not you, Frank, just somebody else. No, because, you know, that's how it goes. And as you get older, a lot of men are not able to, you know, come and then come back for more. They either need time in between or they're just going once. The other thing that I have experienced is that a lot of older men have more control. So therefore, they're able to, you know, fool around and then, you know, maybe they're in, maybe they're out, maybe they're doing this, maybe they're doing that. Then they're back in, then they're back out, then they're here, and they're able to sustain it so that they're not just, you know, in it and out, right? So it would last a longer period of time, because I think also what I'm getting from people, what I've been getting from men, and, you know, like they've been expressing that there has to be a connection as they get older.
Older.
There needs to be that connection. Correct. It's not, I'm not talking about, listen, I remember when Viagra first came out, like 100 years ago, right? So no, I was in my, so what was that? 20s. Like in the 90s, 20s. Right? Like yeah, the late 20s. 90s. Yeah, I was like in my 20s, you know, like mid 20s, almost, you know, something like that, right? And I would hear something like that. And so when she, so I remember the guys, they're like in their 20s and they're like, oh, I took that Viagra shit. I was going all night. I go, how old are you? And they're like, you know, 24. I go, and you needed Viagra to go all night? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you should be going all night without any pills or anything. And I don't know if it was just a phase because it had just come out and it was, you know, a thing. I don't know. But I was shocked when I heard these youngins talking about, you know, like how they went all night because they took Viagra. And like, why wouldn't you go all night without it? Like, I thought that was
interesting. But boys are also under the misconception, even though they go all night, doesn't mean that you're satisfying the women. You know, women
right.
And how we get to our climax off. Or whatever.
Right.
How we get off or get to our climax or orgasm or whatever is very different. And you guys could sit there and if you're not doing the right thing, or, I mean, there's so much science now, pelvic floor, this, that, the other, whatever. But if you're not doing the right thing and you're not stimulating, you can sit there and you can pump up there forever and think that you're like king of the hill. And we're looking at you like, yeah, okay.
Are you done yet? Could you get out? Because it's freaking raw now because I'm not even wet anymore because you're just pounding away and it, you might as well do it in a hole in a freaking wall because,
like a
you know,
jackhammer, right?
Yeah, so, you ain't doing nothing for me.
Right. And jackhammer sex is terrible, guys, just so that you know.
Oh my God. Yes.
So you know it's terrible. Don't do that.
And the face that goes with it.
And the face that bom, 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 bom. You're like, get
and
off.
And that face, right, looking like an orangutan. What a turn on. Ooh, baby. Yeah, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh.
Right. Yeah. Nope. So, but you know, what men don't understand is that if you.
Women. What men don't understand is women, period.
What men don't understand is that if you took the couple of extra minutes to satisfy your woman first, because, like, especially young guys, they just want to jump in and jump off. They don't care. Mm-hmm. The girl gets off. Mm-hmm. They don't care at all, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I tapped out. I smashed this. I did this, whatever, whatever. The sexual encounter, and I'm sure older men understand this now, is better when the woman is engaged and she reaches her sexual pleasure. Sometimes it has to be before you, you know? It has to be before you.
That's old school, right? Old school is you always make sure the woman comes first. You know, and again, we actually, you know, as I love to be a woman, the only thing I would like to be a man for was I really want to pee standing up. But other than that, I love being a woman because we can come like 100 times if we want to. And just over and over again. And they can't, you know, I mean, they can, but it takes, you know, some time or maybe.
Yes, but what guys don't understand is, listen, you will be right there. You will be so ready to orgasm. You're like, don't move. Stay right there.
Right.
What is it that the man's brain short circuits and he decides to move? When we tell you, don't move.
That's why you got to just grab them. Grab their freaking, the top of their head, grab their ass, grab something, don't move, fucker, now.
And because then you got to start all over. It's like, you shut off the engine, and then you have to go, we have to work your way all the way back up there again. It's a lot of wasted time, guys.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
So yes, or if a girl is good orally, she'll get around too.
Yeah, I was just about to read that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I would like to be a guy just so I know what it feels like. Because, you know, these guys, they go, oh my God, that feels so good. I would like to be a guy one day just so I could feel what that feels like.
Huh. See, and I just wanted to pee standing up, but I like your point of view. But we do know because we have the flip side of that. So, you know, if a guy knows what they're doing and they're going down on you, you know, I mean, especially most women have more of an ability to orgasm through clitoral stimulation than through sex itself, because a lot of men aren't aware that there is a spot that they have to hit in order for that to happen.
That's why most women orgasm when they're on top, because
they have the clitoral stimulation, right? Yes, so, and so, you know, and again, that's also a way that if the guy isn't good in bed, you can still make sure that, you know, or you can hopefully
you can
make sure.
Yourself,
hopefully right. you can make hopefully. Sure that you can enjoy it. So guys, if the woman is just looking to ride you all the time, that means that you are not good in bed. Just that is one, you need to check yourself and think about it and be like, damn, how come she's always
that. They want to sit back and enjoy and watch. They're like, okay, you want to reverse cowboy this, that, the other thing. Knock yourself off. They don't care.
That
They're
is true.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I just,
they don't understand why women have to do that.
Right. And I feel the need to let them know that so that they know for the next time, maybe you could up your game a little bit and, you know, participate a little bit more because, you know, I mean, look, let's face it. If you're like you said, right, it depends on the relationship. If you're married and you're trying to, you know, like have a quickie in the goddamn bathroom because your kids are banging on the door, you know, it is what it is. And let's keep it moving. But if you're actually having like a good, you know, night, like a session, if you will, you know, all the moving parts have to come together.
Correct. And listen, and you know what? It's missionary, this way, doggy, whatever. Pillows, pelvic tilt, certain things like that are necessary. You know, some women have like inverted uteruses, and some women it hurts when they have sex because they have it tilted, you know, whatever. So you guys, you have to pay attention to certain things like that, you know, because it really enhances the experience.
Right. And also, you know, again, speaking, you know, from, you know, the older I can't believe I'm saying that about myself, but when you get older, you know, your body functions differently. So especially for women, when women start becoming premenopausal or menopausal, their lubrication doesn't work the same way, which means that the gentlemen need to work a little bit harder. To make the lubrication happen. That said, for any women out there that do experience that, I must say, I'm not a doctor, I just play one on the radio, but you know, hormone replacement is phenomenal. And if you feel that way, you should really get your levels checked by a doctor that knows about it, because progesterone is one of the greatest things to help in that area. So I know a lot of women.
If you have a wife that's kind of perimenopausal or uninterested in having sex. Unfortunately, this is something else that we get into, right? Our women, we go through our change of life and we lose all interest in sex. And then the guys are
desire.
Like, oh my God, my wife doesn't want to do this anymore. And it's because it's not that we don't want to do it anymore. It's just that that's what we're going through hormonally. Have her go to the doctors and have her checked out and just stay with her through it, because I have to tell you, there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Because I have
it's true. And it's very, very difficult, because especially after children, right? Our hormones go crazy, especially depending on how old you are when you have your children. You know, hormones take a huge factor. And let's not just talk about the women. Let's talk about the men too, in that respect. Because it's equal opportunity. There are a lot of men that are in their 50s or better and they are having, you know, erectile, you know, issues. And it's definitely, you know, and maybe dysfunction, what I say, when I said issues, I mean, because sometimes like it, what worked before doesn't work now, or sometimes they can't sustain it. Or like I said, now they can sustain it. And a lot of men I've heard tell me that they don't even care about coming. And I'm like, wait, what? I never heard this in my life. And there are the men
in my life either.
I have, that's what I'm telling you. And that's why I was like, wait, what? And it's like, oh, I'm all about pleasing the woman. So that leads me to believe that something ain't working right, because, you know, we want to finish at the end of it. Everybody does. But I have encountered men, and not just one, but a number, you know, a few of them that could be like, you know, not that they take it or leave it, but they could fool around or whatever. And if it ain't happening and they're not going to reach an orgasm, they're good with, you know, like fit, like stopping. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, why would you want to stop? You know, like, it doesn't make sense to me, but this is the new, you know,
medicine
regime. Yeah. It's medicine is a big part of not getting hard too. Well, and let's, you know, whiskey dick. Hello. Like, if you're looking to get laid, don't get drunk, you know, as a skunk. If
whiskey, you know, dick.
That's well, you, right?
I've never
that's
heard
it.
That in my life.
No, Danielle, you never heard that?
I've never heard that in my life. That's hilarious.
All right, anybody listening, have you heard of whiskey dick, or have you had it?
No, I've heard of beer goggles, but no, whiskey dick, no. Have you had it?
Yeah, yes.
We've all had it. Yeah.
No, and
But you can be drunk, and you can be drunk and think that you had the best sexual experience because you guys
right.
were both fucking, like, you know,
right.
half over the barrel, and, you know, and oh my god, like, I had sex with this guy and it was so good, right? Because you guys were drunk and you were limber. Oh my god, you ever do things when you're drunk that you think, oh my god, the next day you can't even walk, and you're like, oh my god, what the hell
yeah,
did I do?
Everything
right, everything. Like, fence like in a fucking pretzel. I'm like, how the hell did I do that? Okay,
right,
well, right. And then when you're sober, you do it again and you're like, oh my god, that was like so bad, like, oh my god, maybe we should get drunk
yes
again.
Well, that's right. True.
Yes.
That's true. I mean, there are a lot of things in life that you learn afterwards. Like, I mean, you know, for sometimes you really do. Like, I've learned, I mean, you know, it's no secret, I don't hide it, after losing my husband, you know, that I was definitely drinking more than I should. Now, was I out banging the world? Absolutely not. Anybody that knows me knows, don't freaking touch me. But you know, there, yeah, I mean, sometimes, I mean, even when I started doing my shows, I would drink to do the show because I was nervous and I couldn't let myself out of my shell, if you will, you know? And so sometimes, you know, drinking is definitely, it can be a lubricant, you know, yeah, because you, most people do get horny when they drink.
I know, and then if you're of a sexual nature, forget about it.
Right. And so, but again, there's a point, like with everything else, you know, you need to, when is when, because, you know, if you're that drunk and you're putting something down your throat, you're going to puke. So, you know, we don't want that. Right. So you got to.
Okay.
Why I got it.
Very big you finger see, you're putting down your throat.
You see where I go with things? It's terrible.
That is terrible. Yeah, I
it
never
is,
quite
but I'm,
it. I don't think I've
I
ever
keep
been
it real.
That drunk. I mean, I have been. Listen, I've been drunk, right? And then, and I not promiscuous per se to like sleep with like strange people, but like if I was like fooling around with a guy, like I'm
hooking up with somebody,
before,
right?
Right. I fooled around with him before, and I was drunk, and I ran into him in a club, like I. When in my 20s, I'd sit in the car. Shit, I would go, I would go like behind the club in the bushes. I don't care. I'm a very sexual person. So if I wanted to get my rocks off, I was getting them off. We were going, let's go. And that was in my 20s. I don't do that stuff anymore, but it was fun.
Right.
But you know, and then it was great. It was always great. I mean, the kissing was good. The elements of what I'm looking for of
excitement,
the excitement, because we're like out in the street, we're here, we're there. It didn't really matter.
It wasn't planned. That was the,
yeah,
that's
planned.
The other thing.
Like, I would just run into them in the club. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, fuck. let's go. It's great. And then you go back in the club, you're like, see you later. You know, it's so much fun. Oh my God.
Yeah, and readjust your skirt so that, you know, you can go back into the club. Yeah. You know, again, you know, those were, you know, fun times, right? Those were fun times.
I've been married for 17 years now with my husband, 22. So I can't talk about all of those things I would talk about before him. Do I think I'm good in bed? Yes, I do. So what makes me good in bed? God, this is like so personal. So I guess I would say feedback would tell me if I was good in bed. You know, guys would tell you like, oh, I thought you did that. Oh, you do certain things. Again, I told you about the guy in the mailbox. Oh my God, I got applause. I was talking, blushing. I was talking to somebody yesterday about the topic and I said, what makes you think you're good in bed? She's like, I leave them crying. I was like, oh, okay. Good for you. She's like, tears of joy, Danielle. Tears of joy. I'm like, oh, she's in her early 30s. So, you know, she's having fun. I was like, oh, okay, good for you. And yeah, and she's very sure of herself and her sexuality. And she's like, I've never had a complaint.
And guess what? A lot of good sex comes from that. So it's good to be, you know, when you're sure of yourself, you exude and give out differently. So again, I always remind people, there's a difference between being cocky and being confident. And, you know, especially women, you know, if a woman is empowered, they're going to be like unstoppable. And for that matter, so are men, because I happen to know, you know, one person in particular that I think is a little socially awkward, although they don't think they are. But when, like, you know, if in the bedroom, they are a completely different person. And in a good way. Yeah, in a good way. Like, so it's just interesting. You don't normally see that reverse thing happen. And so it is surprising. But, you know, it's all about, you know, who you are and how you feel about yourself usually. And also that confidence of knowing, because honestly, unless you're completely oblivious, you kind of got to know if you're good in bed or you're not good in bed, right? I mean, but there are some people that are completely unaware and are not self-aware. So that's where the problem comes in. So
do you know what I found? I found out through experience, some of the most good-looking people are bad in bed.
Especially because they're so about themselves that they can give a shit about you.
Yes, I started dating this one guy. Oh my God, I'll never forget. He was so good looking. You know, like that type of guy that you know that you shouldn't date because you know that every other girl wants to like screw him. So you'd be like a jealous partner. So you don't want to really date them. So anyway, we had gone on a couple of dates, probably like 5 or 6. And we were going to like, you know, we went back to his apartment. And we started making out and everything. And we were going to fool around. And he took off his shirt and he stopped and he looked at himself in the mirror.
In the mirror.
Guys, in the mirror. And he took his hands from his, all the way up to his, from his chest. He
and ran touched them down himself.
Himself. I was like, I gotta go.
Yep. Yep.
There was no way there was anything that I could do that I could love this man more than he loves himself. Nothing. I was like, and he killed the moment. Like, he so killed it. I was like, I have to go.
It is very funny. So I don't know who this is, but EH, one of our listeners, females the same, best looking are the worst in bed, selfish, and I make them work. So, you know, it is very true. I mean, when I was younger, I always dated those guys, the bodybuilders. You know, they were hot, but then I recognized
they could just lay there. You're like,
oh, well, they, right. Like they couldn't be into me because they were into them.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, when you're young and some hot ass motherfucker is like into you, you're like, oh, okay, so I must be hot because this guy is hot. So like, yes, he's into me. So now like, I'm going to go with this and see. And then you're like, wah, 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 you know, so.
So, you know, anything, right?
Yes. And so that's why, like, a lot of people, so that comment that, you know, the best looking ones are the worst in bed and they're selfish, I am going to exclamation point that. And yeah, usually the people, that feel like, you know, maybe they're above, you know, like you're out of their league, they're going to work because, yes, you know what? The truth of the matter is that you will turn around and you'll be like, you know what? He isn't necessarily the best guy, you know, like the most attractive guy or the hottest guy I ever been with. But let me tell you something. I came like 40 times. Right. Came like 40 times. So you know what? I don't give a shit, you know?
And I love him now.
Right. Right. And because it's like Eddie Murphy, right? Woo-woo-woo! So once you get that, you're in. So
I have a girlfriend who's like totally like in love with this boy. And he's a bad boy. And every time I try to, and you know, it's not a healthy relationship, but it's not a bad one. And she's like, I don't know what to do. But I tell her, a bad boy with a good dick is very hard to throw over, you know, because it has everything there, right? It has like the stimulation. He's a little bad and he's sweet and nice and the sex is fucking off the charts. And she's like, I don't know what to do with this. But she, and good sex will make you stupid, men. Yeah. Just so that you know.
You're right. It will.
Sex will make you
stupid.
It will make you, girls, boys, it doesn't matter. It will make
So that's the answer to the question. How do you know if you're good in bed? If somebody is stupid.
It makes you stupid. And it makes you do things. That's why my ex talk keeps coming back. I'm telling you. It does. And if you've got that girl like strung out.
Woo-hoo! Eddie Murphy, baby.
You give yourself much props because you did all the things right.
No doubt. No diggity, no doubt. But for anybody that's just tuning in, first of all, thank you guys for tuning in. You are listening to WTF Let's Talk with Cameron and Danielle. And today's topic is, how do you know if you are good in bed? And we are having some fun talking about it. So if you're listening live, you can type into the comments. Make sure you hit that follow button so you know when we go live. If you're listening to it on the replay and you're one of those people that don't want to download another app on your phone, you can listen on any place that podcasts are aired. You know, Spotify, Pandora, you know, the list goes on. Wherever it is that you Google Play, Apple Play, go play with yourself, whatever it is, you can listen to all the shows because they are always uploaded. How do I name profile? I have no idea. I think when you go into it, there's a name. I really don't know, sweetheart. I also carry flour so I can find the wet spot. I can't.
If that's really, well, then you should.
If that's how you're finding the wet spot,
you should carry sugar so that this way you'll be licking at it a little bit more because it'll be nice. It'll be tasty. Flour, no sugar. Yes, make it like a candy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like that is true. If flour, we don't need. Well, you know what? I think he's a chef, so he can't always diabetic. That's great. Get some stevia. You see, you gotta love people. And this is why doing live shows is so much fun, because reading the comments, and thank you guys, because I know, you know, this is the type of topic, Danielle, that I will tell you, because I've done sex talk with Karen, and this is the topic that a lot of people are in the background and they're listening and they will not comment because they don't want people to judge or, you know, to think whatever. Maybe they have an image to uphold, whatever it is. And you know what? It's all good. We don't care. We'll shoot the shit. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, this is a public service, you know, thing, because we're helping you guys know whether or not, you know, men and women, we're letting you know. And yet, sex talk with Karen was Karen.
You know the crazy thing, right? Obviously, our experience of whether or not we're good in bed comes from past experiences. So boys, for instance. I was talking to a guy friend of mine the other day, and he was like, oh, I was 16 when I had sex with a 21-year-old. What?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's illegal now, by the way. I think he was 15, actually. I'm like, that's illegal.
It was always illegal, by the way.
Right. And
that's called statutory rape.
Yeah. That's what I said to him. I'm like, you were technically raped. He's like, I was okay with it. Okay. I don't think your mother was okay with
it. Exactly.
Right? So, but your first sexual experiences is what starts to drive you on how you are sexually in bed. So if you have an older woman who kind of teaches you a little bit about the ropes, okay, maybe.
Right.
I mean, but, you know, at 21 and 15, what did that little boy know about sex? He didn't know nothing, you know? And then, you know, you start having sex with other kids your age, 17, 18, 19-year-olds. We're still not really experienced. And my
right.
first sexual encounter was terrible. It was terrible.
Right. You're lucky they can find the hole.
Right. You obviously found it, right? Because he popped my cherry. But, you know, it was terrible. And I was like, that's what all the hoo-ha was about. And
right. Why did everybody say this is so great? Yeah.
Why,
exactly.
Right. Why did you make me do this? So I didn't.
Right.
So then I remember then I had a boyfriend for 6 years. And I remember telling him, like, you wouldn't know what to do with that thing if it came with instructions, talking about his thing, not my thing. So, also my thing, you know, because it wasn't until after I broke up with him. And at that point I was 22 that I got into another relationship around 24. And that boy set me on my ass. I was like, whoa, whoa. So this is what they were talking about. Like, okay. I'm down with this. Like, let's go.
Right.
And it opens me up. So, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
It opened me up sexually to like that. Oh my God. Like, I couldn't get enough of this boy.
Right.
Know?
Awaken the savage beast.
Yes. And, you know, and I still look fondly upon that because it was my moment of realizing, like, you know, and I had a girlfriend. She was in her 30s, going into her 40s. She had been married for almost 20 years. Her husband left her.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband left her for a younger woman. And I got her on this dating app. She met this guy. She ended up moving to Hawaii, right? She got married.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it was in her 40s. I convinced her to go to Hawaii. He was in the service. I convinced her to go to Hawaii. At 40 years old, she had her first orgasm. Married 20 years.
I knew you were going to say
never,
that.
Never had an orgasm. She had
that
no
was,
idea.
That was the, I did a show about that because I had someone, a girlfriend of mine that was exactly the same way. And I said, you're kidding me, right? And she started dating this other guy and she's like, yeah, I never have. I'm like, girl, you need to like start like experimenting and, you know, like, I don't know, get a mirror, put, you know, touch, do something. Like you gotta, you know, figure out. And again, if you've never had an orgasm before, you, it's like frightening almost, right? Because you have this thing that's going on that you, that feels good, but it's like overwhelming and you don't know what to do with it. Right. And so, you know, you have to kind of learn how to let go so you can do that. But yes, there are, and that's another, so I did a show about this and her husband never knew. So yeah. I guess she faked it. So I did a show on how the hell do you know, not know if someone is faking it, but that's a whole other show. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't, but I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
No,
but yes.
It's, and I remember, and I had another girlfriend, the same thing. And I remember the first day she called me and she's like, oh.
Right. This is the greatest thing ever. How did I never do this before? And they have a completely different look on their face. They have a completely different look on their face. All of a sudden, all their wrinkles are gone.
I couldn't believe that it took her 40 years to have that like awakening, that like moment.
Terrible. Thank God she did, though. Thank God she did, because she could have lived a whole life not doing that. So thank God.
I know.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. So, you know, guys get so caught up in themselves. Do they not pay attention? Do they not care? As long as they're getting their rocks off, they don't really give a shit about the women. I guess it really depends on the guy.
Right. And I mean, also, you know, whether or not they're in tune with them, because if it's your wife, you know, like my husband would say to me, like I would be in a mood or whatever, and he'd say to me, you need to come. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Really? That's what you're going to say to me? He's like, yeah, that's what you need. you need to come. And I'm like, and he was right, you know? And it was like, because I was just pent up and I was whatever, but of course, you know, he was probably pissing me off at the moment. And, right. you know, I mean, obviously you knew my husband, so, you know, he's a scooch and, right. you know, he, and then of course, God forbid you tell me something that I need. Because, you know, I know what I need. So you don't tell me what I need, but he knew exactly what I needed. But that's the thing is that there are a lot of men or even women for that matter that are not in touch with the person that they are with. And you need to know, like, I know for me personally, I mean, especially because I don't have sex at this point, like I am nasty sometimes. I am a real bitch at times and I could feel it. And I'm like, wow, I'm going to kill somebody today. Like I really need to push through this. Like, you know, like I could feel it and I'm like, holy crap. Like this is, you know, and so yes, it's all about knowing the
That's
person
why
that you're
you
with.
You need to have a nice dialed dick on fucking standby.
You know what? Well, yes, that is true.
Screw me, please.
That is
true.
I'm in a bad mood. That is true. And, you know, I, again, in the younger years that worked. And I, you know, we all had, you know, those, you know, like you said, like you and I are not ones that sleep around. So like we have, and not that I'm saying that that's wrong. There are a lot of women that are very independent and they do what they do. And I commend them for doing it. That's great. But everybody's different. And, you know, for some of us,
I had the same, I want to call him random, but I had the same backup person from the time I was, when I broke up my boyfriend, 22 till right before I met my husband, 15 years. He was the same person. And then if he was in a relationship, okay. If I was in a relationship, okay. But if we weren't, that was our go-to because we knew each other. It was safe. It was yep. good. It was fine. We knew we weren't going to like date or go out or anything like that, but we would just like each other's steady backup.
Right. And, you know, and again, which also builds for something too, because that has its own, you know, it has its own, you know, entity, if you will. But yeah, I mean, it's, why we started this conversation. Oh, because we were talking about having people on the side or whatever, you know, yeah. Listen, sex is the greatest thing in the world when you have it and you enjoy it. You mentioned something a few minutes ago when you said that the guy, when you were 24, opened you up, no pun intended, you know, and helped you become a more sexual being. I believe, and anybody like you need to dig deep. If you, the people that you're with definitely can make or break your sexual repertoire, if you will. So if you're mm-hmm. with somebody that it's only like, you know, you're just getting off and you're moving along, you forget, like you need to have somebody that likes sex, that's into sex as much as you're into sex, or even if you're not into sex, if you're with someone that is very sexual and you're open to it, again, no pun intended, and you're, you know, you're open to it, they can bring you to another level. That said, be careful when you reach that other level, because then you don't want to have sex with people because they suck in bed. You know, I did a whole show about, you know, my nightstand. I got, you know, 3 minutes, I'm good to go. And I don't need to waste my time talking to somebody and then having, you know, whatever, and then having bad sex with them or whatever. Like, you know, the 3 minutes, I'm good. I'll be set and I'm good to go. Is it what I want? No, but I'd rather do that than have bad sex. And I did a show on that too. Is it better to have sex? Or is it better to not have bad sex? And a lot of people said, well, sex is sex. So I rather have bad sex than no sex. I personally would rather have no sex than bad sex. What about you?
I agree. I wanted to just get off. Or, you know, I can take care of myself. I don't need to have bad sex.
That's what I'm saying.
I need to go through all
that. Right. And
so I would rather have no sex than bad sex.
I agree. I agree. And so I'm steadfast on that at this point.
Right?
I'm in a holding pattern, I tell you.
You're in a holding pattern. Sorry.
I'm in a holding pattern. I'm flying in circles, goddammit. I'm running out of gas, so this is not good. So but listen, it's all good. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think I go back to this and I say this a lot in all of my shows, right? You gotta be self-aware. You gotta be, you know, you gotta know, you know, your strengths and your weaknesses, right? And so some of us have, you know, strengths in one area and not in the other. And let me tell you, if you're good in bed, but you can't cook, odds are that's not a problem. We'll order out. I don't give a shit. But if you can't cook and you can't fuck, you're in trouble.
Correct.
That's my,
but you know,
that's where I'm going with that.
Listen, I mean, everybody has their sexual match, right? If not, people wouldn't be married. They wouldn't be together. They wouldn't do this. We hope, right? We hope, right? Because some people get into their relationship.
Most of us, a lot of people don't get married to their sexual match because let's face it, the person that you actually love and fall in love with is usually not the same person that you want to be, you know, pushed up against the wall and choked. So,
I dated a guy who I have to tell you, one of the most sexiest things he ever said to me, he was like, oh my God, I just want to crawl up in your skin. I was like, yes, I want you to do that too. Yes. You know, that's not who I married. But
climb on board, baby.
Climb on board. I'm telling you, you know, those guys are like, tell you, your brain flatlines. Like, you just, they grab you and you're just like, oh my God in heaven. And for whatever reasons, it's so sexual and it's so explosive and it's so volatile and it's so
intense
that you don't wind up marrying them. And you sit back sometimes and you think like, well, why? You know, why didn't that work? It was like everything. It was everything.
But not.
You know, and you sit back and say, okay, you know, that, and you look at your match and you love your match, you know, you pick them, this is the one you chose, you love them. And, you know, obviously they do all the right things because if not, you wouldn't have married that one. You know, they do all the things. And if those certain things that they didn't do, you tell them to do, and now they do, you're good. Cause guys, you should listen. Girls, give instructions, you know, and.
Right. You gotta be vocal about it.
Right, because, you know, a guy might touch you one way, and then maybe it's touching you too hard or not touching you right. And then,
No,
could you, like, move it this way or touch me here or do things like that? And it teaches them. It teaches them about, you know, your erogenous zones and what gets you moving.
Yeah, well, that's if they pay attention, because sometimes it's like, okay, you know, that's could you like a little bit softer or here, and they're still doing what they're doing. So,
Everything's hot and sexy. Listen, in the beginning, that whole honeymoon period, everything.
Sometimes.
Well, if it's not hot and sexy in the beginning, in the honeymoon period, then you got to go. It's not the one for you, right?
Well, no, but I mean, sometimes you're still finding your way, and it might not be all hot and sexy, and maybe some of it's working, but some of it isn't. You know what I mean? And so, like you said, that's when you try to, you know, maybe, you know, give a little guidance.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll accept that answer. And if a guy really likes you, he will
put the effort in.
He will put the effort in. Girls, same thing. Listen,
when
you get older, nobody likes to give blowjobs anymore when we're older. We just don't, guys. We don't.
Really?
What?
Huh. I said really?
Older women, I talk to them all the time. They don't listen. I don't have any problems with it. But
really? Okay.
But
I did not know that. Wow, I'm sorry not to interrupt you, but I wasn't aware of this. So my real estate just went up exponentially.
Well, because they've been married. Listen, no offense to all the girls out there. Same lollipop for how many years? Okay. So, but married women, they're like, I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I'm not doing that anymore. You know, I talk, most of the women I know are married. Most of the women I know are married. They're like, I don't have to do
and
that
so
anymore.
They don't, they feel like they don't have to give, you know, they,
yeah,
they don't
but
have
I go,
to go down on them.
Right. But the question I ask is, well, wait a minute. But you want him
what
to
about
go
you?
There. Right.
Right.
So, well, oh yeah, of course. But that's not fair either. Okay. Like, and vice versa with guys. Like, you can't expect girls to give you a head and then you're not going down on them. That's not happening.
Uh-huh.
So, right. So guys, get that out of your head. I know people talk about it like, I don't do that shit. I don't blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you do, or you're not getting it. So, so it's funny. Like, now women feel like, oh, you know, at some point, married men should just be happy that the wife is giving it up. That's, you know, just, you know, here. And that they don't feel that they have to do all the other things. You know, get dressed, be sexy. You know, being married for so many years, it gets a little stale. You have to do certain things.
Hell yeah.
You have to dress up. You have to be sexy. I don't know. You know, if you say no at night, jump on them in the morning, you know, like, and then they surprise them. You know, you have to do things to keep the relationship going.
Spicy.
Because it's not always going to be that, oh my God, like, I can't wait to get my hands on you thing. You know, you have, it's a little bit of work, and you got to get in the mood sometimes. Kids and life and all kinds of shit gets in the way. But yep, that sexual person that was fucking, you know, doing all the things in the beginning, they're still in there.
And so, right. You know. And so that's what I'm saying is that that's the thing about life, right? Certain people bring out certain things in you. And so, you know, you, that connection, you know, if you're with someone that's very sexual, that can bring out, you know, who you are inside, because sometimes that lays dormant. Because like you said, if you know, you have people, this woman that you were speaking of, the woman I was speaking of, that were married for 20 years and never had an orgasm. You know, if they are able to meet a man that knows about that and is ready to, like, be like, no, you're having an or like, you're, no, there's no way. Like, I'm not stopping until you come. You know, it opens up a lot of different doors. And I guess it would go the same way for men, you know? I guess,
yeah,
if there are men that
it took her weeks and weeks and weeks and a lot of fear to get
I know.
To get
I know.
There, because she yeah. would tell me, like, oh my God, like, I made him stop. Like, oh my God, I made him
yes.
stop. She was so
That's
scared.
What I was saying. Yep.
Oh my God, just do it. You'll be happy.
I know. I know, but it, again, it's that feeling of, you know, losing control. That's the reason why, you know, they talk about, like, you know, energy, right? And they say that, you know, whoever you're having sex with, you know, you and them are joined energetically. So if they're carrying shit, you're gonna have that shit, and vice versa. So that's why they say, like, energetically, you should be careful about who you have sex with. Sadly, right. The people that have that shit are the ones that are gonna be the best in bed. So you gotta, you know, you gotta take
all, they're taking out all of that. They're like just crawling in there, like, you know, you're like.
And unfortunately, even though you're coming 37 times, you now have all of their ugly demons with you, and you got to shed that. So it's a catch-22. But yes, I mean, it, you know, it's all, I mean, I would, the other thing I've always encouraged people to do that maybe some people don't know about, watch a porno. Pornos are great because.
I can't do that. I have never watched.
You can't.
Nope. I remember when I was in my teens, my boyfriend at the time, we were like 18, 19, he tried to get me to watch one. No, I'm not, I wasn't doing it. And thank God my husband doesn't push. And I can tell you, I have never watched one in my entire life.
Okay. I want you to watch porn and think of me. No, seriously. You have to do it.
I can't.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm still in my head. I have to. I'm 18 years old. I'm on the couch, and guys, I'm in a bit. And the girl, all I hear is, I can't do it.
They're not all like that. And now you go on these sites now, like Pornhub or something, and you can type in anything that you like. Like, you know, whether you girl on girl, you know, guy, you know, two guys, one girl, whatever the hell it is that you want to watch, you can watch it. But that is your homework assignment for the week. You must watch a porno. I don't care. That's your porno. You have to. You know what? Knowing
4 years old. Type in my name. Oh my God, you're so funny.
No, I'm telling you, Danielle, don't, see, now you're being, you're, now you just said to the woman that couldn't come, well, just let go and do it already. So, you know, I guarantee you, if you watch a porno, that you will feel differently. You did it when you were 18.
I didn't even watch the whole thing. I walked out. I'm like, I'm not watching this with you.
Well, you watched the wrong one. And
what
single person doesn't watch
porn? 17?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember watching them when I was 17. I started watching them, I think, later on. But I will tell you that.
Well, I'm not single, so there's that.
Right.
But I don't watch. I've never watched a porno in its entirety. Right. I have seen clips.
Well, like I said, we don't see it in its entirety because hopefully you're already otherwise occupied.
No, it did not stimulate me at all. I thought it was stupid and I didn't want to watch it. And I walked out of the room and I'm like, you can fucking watch this on your own. I'm out. And those were the VCR days.
Right. So those are the bad ones. That's what I'm saying. You have like, it depends. Like if you like Dirty Talk or whatever, you can.
I'll send it to you. He's so bad. Go ahead.
You can. Yeah, I'm sorry. You can search, like, if you like, let's say, you know, Dirty Talk, you can search a video, you know, like, you know, Dirty Talk or Sex Talk or whatever. You know, whatever it is that you may like, you can find it. Trust me when I tell you.
And then my browser is going to be full of all this stuff.
No, that does not happen. That doesn't happen. You close them all out. It's fine.
I'm going to make you guys laugh. I remember when I first started dating my husband, we had moved in with each other. So I'm going to say I married him in 2006. I want to say about 2004, I moved in with him. I bought him a brand new computer. He is not tech savvy whatsoever. Okay. So I bought him a new computer and one of those things popped up, you know, because again, I used to put the protection on it, but it's not like it is now. I mean, you've built all this different protection for. So he saw this little thing popped up for dancing girls, whatever. He clicked on it. When I tell you, the computer went crazy. You know how the solitaire game at the ends and the cards? And if it didn't open like 200 different websites of
oh
the
my
most
God.
Trashiest porn and things. And he called me spazzing. Baby, oh my God. And he didn't know what to do because, of course, then he thought I was going to be mad at him because he was looking at all this nasty stuff on the computer. And I had to, we had to pretty much trash the computer because the virus that he hit was terrible.
Well, that's true. Some of these sites are not, you know, but like some of them, you know, it's not so bad, but you know, I'm just throwing it out there. We got a comment saying, look up a situation that you masturbate to already. I guess that's not a bad idea. That's a good, suggestion. You know, listen, I'm just saying, Danielle, consider it.
I'll consider it.
Okay, fine. So on that note,
Karen can send me applause again.
I can send you what?
The applause again when I do. Yeah.
Applause. Yes. I will send you the applause again if you do
when
it.
When I do it. If I do it. Yes.
When, yes. And I'll even send you the applause while you're doing it if you want. I can do that too. I'm good like that.
You know, it's funny though because I have such a sexual nature. I'm such a sexual being. You can ask, Karen, because I'm like, you're killing me. Like when sex, me and sex, we're friends. But porn, I can't get down with. I don't know why.
All right, well, we have to. Yeah, well, then I don't know. I have to pop my cherry.
I don't know.
We might make things worse then, because then you'll really be,
be a freak.
You'll really be in it to win it. My husband
would be so happy.
I was gonna say, and then your husband would really be my best friend, which is really a funny story, right? Because again, for anybody that doesn't know, Danielle's husband was my best friend growing up, and my late husband was her best friend growing up. So how people say I'll be your best friend. So yeah, if I can, you know, turn you on to this, no pun intended. You know, he'll be my best friend again.
he will. He really will.
Hey, and it could be a happy Thanksgiving for all.
Gobble, gobble, gotcha.
Yes, and on that note, we want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget that there is always something to be thankful for, even though a lot of us got a lot of shit on our plate. You know, you got to be grateful for what you do have and concentrate on that and don't concentrate on what you don't have. The other thing I wanted to mention before leaving is, as you guys know, we had a party when Danielle was in town a couple of weeks ago. We had a great time, a great turnout up at Fire and Oak in Croton-on-Hudson in New York. And I have been kind of doing it ever since. So Friday and Saturday nights if you're looking for something to do and you want to see me and dance and have a couple of drinks and great food, come and visit me. This weekend we have a Black Friday shopping after party on Friday, where I got DJ Mayday, who was our DJ the night of Danielle's, you know, when we did the Scorpio party. And then I'm gonna have a DJ Neurotic on Saturday night. We're gonna do a Friendsgiving on Saturday night. So make sure you guys come and check us out, have a drink, have some food, and come dance. And everybody make sure you inbox Danielle and tell her she gotta watch pornos.
Great. Thanks, Karen.
Just kidding. Don't do it because a husband will find you and kill you. No. It was just a joke. Just kidding. But you know, that's that. So on the end of the note here of our show today, how do you know if you are good in bed? I think we covered a lot of groundwork on it. And again, I think the moral of the story is don't be selfish, be self-aware. And if you turn yourself on more than the person that you're with, check yourself. Any last words, Danielle?
Nope, I think you've covered it all.
Oh, geez. Wow, that says a lot because, you know, we got a lot to say. And if I covered it all, I'm in good shape. Awesome. So I hope everybody has a very happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate you guys tuning in, and we appreciate your candidness in commenting and so forth. Remember, share this out with your friends. Hit that follow button, and we will see you next Tuesday at 11 a.m. for WTF. Let's talk with Karen and Danielle. Danielle, I love you, mama, and I will talk to you later. Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye. Okay.